Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that completely changed how I think about exercise and anxiety. It's called Jog On by Bella Mackey. So, Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever gone for a run just to escape your own head?
And honestly, I think most of us have had that urge, but Bella Mackey actually did it. And this book is her story of how running became her lifeline. It's not a fitness manual. It's a raw, funny, and deeply honest memoir about what happens when your mind won't shut up and you try to outrun it.
Right, and the way she opens the book, it's not with a triumphant finish line. It's with a panic attack. She describes this crushing feeling that the world is closing in and her heart is just pounding. It's so vivid that I felt a little anxious just reading it.
Yeah, she's not messing around. For her, anxiety wasn't just being nervous. It was this constant, suffocating presence that made her feel trapped inside her own head. And she tried therapy and medication, and those helped, but the anxiety was always there, humming in the background.
So what pushed her over the edge? What made her finally lace up?
A painful breakup. She hit absolute rock bottom. And in this state of total despair, she did something that felt almost absurd. She went for a run, and she was not a runner. She hated exercise, hated the gym, all of it.
But it was an act of desperation, right? Her mind was a prison, and she needed to escape. So she shuffles down her London street in these ill-fitting clothes, red-faced and miserable. And the amazing thing is that for those agonizing minutes, the noise in her head just quieted.
Exactly. The constant chatter of self-doubt and fear faded into the background. All that was left was the simple demand of her body: breathe, move, and keep going. And that became the core of her argument. She's not saying running is a magic cure, but she stumbled on a tool that actually worked.
And she's careful to say she's not a doctor or a scientist. She's a fellow sufferer. But she does dig into the research on endorphins and endocannabinoids, which are responsible for that famous runner's high. Plus, exercise regulates cortisol, the stress hormone.
Right, and it can even stimulate new neurons in the hippocampus, which is often shrunken in people with depression and anxiety. But she never lets the science get dry. It's always tied back to her own experience. She's the proof of concept.
And that proof is messy. She's brutally honest about what it's like to start running as a non-runner. There's a lot of stopping, a lot of walking, a lot of chafing and blisters. An internal monologue. The constant negotiation with yourself to just stop and go home.
That's where the title comes in. Jog On is a British phrase that basically means get lost. For her, running became a way to tell her anxiety to jog on. It was a way to push back against the intrusive thoughts and prove she wasn't a victim of her own mind.
And she reframes courage in a way that really stuck with me. We usually think of courage as charging into battle. But for someone with anxiety, the bravest thing might be simply putting on your shoes and leaving the house. Showing up, being seen, risking failure in public.
Yes, she faces these small, everyday terrors. The fear of being judged by drivers, the fear of having a panic attack mid-run. And by facing them, she builds resilience that seeps into the rest of her life. The run becomes a metaphor for living with anxiety.
You can't control the weather or how you feel on a given day. You can only control the decision to start and the commitment to keep moving, one step at a time. And I love that she avoids toxic positivity. She still has bad days. The difference is she now has a framework.
Exactly. She knows the dread is temporary, and she can help it pass by moving her body. She even warns against using exercise to punish yourself. The goal isn't a marathon or a six-pack. It's just to feel a little bit better. So walking for 10 minutes counts as a win.
And the book isn't just her story. She interviews all these different people. A man who ran to cope with grief, a woman who used running to recover from an eating disorder, a running club for people with depression. It's so inspiring to see the different ways people use running.
It reinforces that you don't have to be a certain type of person to be a runner. You just have to be willing to try. And she also tackles the practical barriers. She's aware of her own privilege in having safe places to run. She talks about the vulnerability women can feel running alone.
She's also critical of the fitness industry and its focus on aesthetics. She wants a more democratic vision of running, one that's open to everyone, regardless of size, speed, and her background. The key is finding a way to move that feels good to you.
And we see that transformation in her. She goes from a prisoner of anxiety to someone with agency. She ends up running a 10K, then a half marathon, and eventually a full marathon. But those aren't the point. The point is all those small, unglamorous runs that came before.
The lesson she learns over and over is that you are capable of more than you think. Discomfort is temporary, and the only way out is through. That final message is one of profound hope. She's not telling you to throw away your meds or stop therapy. She's offering running as a complimentary tool.
And what I'm taking away is that running became a way for her to reclaim her body from anxiety. It's a love letter to the simple act of jogging on. And it's an invitation to anyone who's ever felt trapped in their own mind to lace up and see what happens.
Yeah, that's the part that got me. The idea that you're not just running away from something. You're actually running towards yourself. And that's a journey worth taking.
And if you want to explore more stories like this, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So, whether you run, walk, or just breathe deeply, remember that Jog On is about telling your anxiety to get lost, one step at a time. We'll see you in the next one.